2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now I, Paul, appeal to you through the meekness and mercy of the Anointed One, I who in your presence am humble among you, but now that I am absent, am bold toward you. Yes, I plead with you that when I am present, I will not have to be bold with the confidence with which I plan to be bold against some who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in bodies of flesh, we don't fight according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but mighty in God to cast down strongholds, overthrowing human reasonings and all superior arguments which rise up to oppose the knowledge of God, taking every wrong concept captive to the obedience of the Anointed One. And we are prepared to correct all unwillingness to hear once your obedience to God is perfected. This is the way you can think about the situation. If anyone thinks that he is the Anointed One's, let him also consider this, that even as he is the Anointed One's, so are we. For even if I boast quite a lot concerning our capacity, which the Lord gave for building you up, and not for casting you down, I will not be ashamed. In no way did I intend to frighten you with my letters. My critics say his letters are weighty and forceful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech is unimpressive. Let such a person understand this, that what we are in words in our letters when we are absent, we will also be in actions when we are present. For we do not presume to classify ourselves or to compare ourselves with certain of those who endorse themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves with themselves, lack understanding. Yet we will not boast beyond our measure, but according to the measure of the sphere which God apportioned to us as a measure, which extends even to you. For by including you in our sphere, we aren't overreaching ourselves, since we came even as far as you with the message of good news about the Anointed One. We are not boasting beyond our measure, that is, in what other men have done, but have hope that, as your faith grows, our sphere will be enlarged even more abundantly by you, so that we can proclaim the good news even to the regions beyond you. We have no interest in boasting in someone else's work, but he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord, for it is not he who endorses himself who is approved, but whom the Lord endorses. This is the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries. Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.